Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows that by the foot, there's no better ride than an old station wagon. Room for six people facing forward, two people facing backward, and a whole lot of luggage, lumber, and bicycles haphazardly strapped to the roof. If you can parallel park that beast, you can park anything. And with some quality parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep your land ship running longer, stronger. It's not obsolete. It's a rare treasure. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Good morning. This is Jackie Perry. I am wanting to welcome everyone to this wonderful Wednesday. We've got a great show for you today. We've gone back into our archives, and we've got a wonderful interview that we thought you'd be interested in hearing, and it's an interview with NABWIC member Linda Lewis-Saint. Linda is project engineer for Altman Glenwinkle Construction. Now, Linda is going to be interviewed by another wonderful NABWIC member, Ms. Rachel Moore. So we want you to just listen to this interview, gain some wonderful insights, and we'll have an opportunity to come back at the end of the show. So enjoy.
Good morning, everyone. This is Rachel Moore from Miami, Florida. Super excited to be on the line this morning. We have women calling in from all across the country, and we really are so excited that you guys are on board listening in to our call this morning. This morning we are going to have a very, very exciting conversation with Ms. Linda Lewis-Saint, who is also out of the Miami, Florida area. And I want you to know that you are listening to NABWIC. Guys, this is NABWIC. We are the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of black women in construction, and we definitely welcome you to our line. One of the things we want to be sure that you do is go ahead and visit NABWIC.com, where you can go ahead and join our email list or look at what we're doing as an organization, how our organization can make a contribution in your life or in your business, and consider becoming a part of our organization. So I want to get started and jump right into the show. I'm so excited to have Ms. Linda Lewis-Saint on the line. This young lady is a phenomenal in the construction industry. She went to Florida International University, majoring in construction management, but minoring in advertising. She actually took time out and made a major contribution over at NABWIC, being their marketing director, and just really helping build in the construction industry and build with NABWIC. So we're super excited to have her on the line. I just want to go ahead and say good morning, Linda Lewis-Saint. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, Rachel. How are you? I'm excited to be online.
We are excited to have you on. We have heard some phenomenal things about you. I want you to know that there are ladies calling in and listening from across the country and excited to hear about your journey in the construction industry. And so we have a really relaxed conversation here. And I just want you to tell us what kind of attracted you to the construction industry. Just tell us a little bit about yourself, Linda.
Okay, well, Linda Lewis-Saint. I got into the construction industry. Just basically, I was in sports a lot in school, and I'm transferring over. I got a scholarship at FIU to do track and field. I was a little indecisive in terms of what I wanted to do and where I wanted to head it. You know, a lot of teachers will give me advice in terms of one teacher said I should go into science. My drafting teacher in high school was telling me I should do architecture. So I got a lot of feedback from a lot of teachers in high school on which direction I should go. I eventually wanted to do social work. When I talked to the counselor and we spoke about social work and I told him a little bit about myself and my nature and my quirky nature and my sort of ambitious nature as well. And then I had a little part of me that was for the social side, but he actually told me, he figured me out in a sense and told me that you seem to be more interested in building and in architecture and things of that nature. So he was absolutely right. I ended up taking construction management. My dad was in construction as well. He was a laborer in the construction field, so I sort of took that on. I liked the whole idea of building. I assisted him in several little household projects. It really did intrigue me. It really did spark creativity in me as well. So I took on that field and sort of ran with it. I had a niche for marketing. I always, you know, everybody does. They like the commercials and things like that. But I always took it a little bit further, and I would create little dialogue for myself and my friends and just show off with that. So I took a little minor in marketing to couple with the construction management. I didn't know yet what those two would bring together. I just knew I loved doing the construction management, and I just knew I loved doing the marketing. And at the time, they had advertising. So I went ahead and in my busy schedule of track and of school and of work as well, I decided to add the minor in it. So then I took the minor in advertising, and I'm so glad I did because I'm at NABWIC, and NABWIC sort of put everything together for me. And it's been such a great journey with NABWIC and being marketing for them and just coming up with, like, great ideas. Writing up a proposal to gain more membership with them. Like, that was a 5-year proposal that I wrote up, and I am drafting as well with NABWIC to gain more membership and to just grow the industry. I've met so many people through Anne and in going through different conferences and things like that. We met with Nancy Pelosi. It's just been an awesome, awesome journey that, like, my journey where I started and the things I took on together, had no idea how they were going to mesh together, that they ended up coming together with NABWIC. And I've had such a great experience and looking forward to more experiences with NABWIC and using my skills and my knowledge in the construction industry and also in the marketing to basically assist and help out with them as well. So it's been a great journey, and that's how I got into the whole marketing field and construction.
Well, I definitely want to dig in a little more with all that you're contributing over at NABWIC, but I have in my notes, and based on our previous conversation, that you actually had some experiences over with Habitat of Humanity, and I want you to, I know that you were groomed up a lot over there, so I want you to kind of share with us what some of your responsibilities were over there, some of the things that you really, really became good at while you were working with the Habitat of Humanity.
Right. The story of how I got into Habitat is very funny, and it's very inspirational. You know, I think about it today, you know, how I sort of – Miami is a very, very saturated – has a very saturated market when it comes to construction. You really have to set yourself apart from so many people who's trying to get into the industry, who are just students graduating – from those who've been in the industry themselves and just trying to get their foot in the door, from those who just have knowledge of it, it's extremely saturated. So upon my last couple of years in school, I started the whole networking bit. You know, they always say network and get into networking events that'll help you get jobs and things of that nature. I went into that blind. You know, I didn't know the details or, you know, I went into there not knowing I was blind until I met and learned from her what networking really was. So just putting my foot in the door, just knowing that this is an area of this is a place that I should be, I went to a networking event where I met Anne. I met Anne and I met another woman as well at this event. I got their information. I kept in contact with them, and everything just started growing on that side. But I'll tell you a little bit more how it grew on each side. But for the Habitat side, I ended up volunteering with them, and I was doing this throughout the school year when I was at FIU. And upon volunteering with them and keeping that whole networking mentality, I met a couple of people there, didn't know who they were at all. And then I was on a roof, nailing the roof, and I was speaking with a woman about, you know, Habitat and just how I've seen so much with them and how they're growing and how they bring women together as well. And the woman I was talking to was the COO, the Chief Operating Officer of Habitat, and I had no idea who she was. So me and her got acquainted, and we began talking. And I got my name sent to the CEO, and she, I got a meeting set up with her. So I went to her, and I spoke with her, and I had a whole conversation with her. I gave her my resume. At the time, they didn't have anyone there. At the time, they didn't have any positions. But I didn't let that discourage me because I felt like I planted a seed. You know, she was very impressed with me from what she said. So in the gist of, you know, networking, looking for a job, and it's getting very complicated, you know, somebody told me they hired someone else. I had a good, you know, introduction. They really liked me, but they hired someone else because, you know, that person was their dentist son who just graduated at UF. And in all of that, Ken always made this comment that people do business with who they know, like, and trust. So I decided in desperation and in a sense of, you know, just this fire inside of me that, like, I have to get a position. I wrote a letter, an email, and I included everyone who I knew, everyone who I got in contact with to the networking, that, you know, people do business who they know, like, and trust, and you all know me. And what I have to say is I just told them a little bit about myself and that, you know, if you know anybody who knows me and I've attached my resume, just give me a call. You know, I'm ready to work, and you guys know who I am already. And, like, 5 minutes later, an email was sent to me, and I got a phone call from the CEO of Habitat, and she told me, come in. We have a position for you. So I got in there, and I got into their site development area. And through that area, I learned and I worked with the building officials. I worked with their architects. I worked with the engineers, city planners, community leaders, engineers, architects. And I was in their permitting department, code enforcement, just working with making sure that we were building to code. Also setting up a lot of little details in terms of analyzing plans and working with the architectures and motivating them to basically get it right the first time, and working with the city planners around the code and interpreting the codes as well on how we were building as a nonprofit and also as a cookie cutter company as well. So I got exposed to an in-depth scenario of how the pre-construction phase and the details in how the law works in terms of code enforcement and permitting. So it's been with Habitat, I learned a lot of skills in terms of that.
Wow, that's awesome. Everyone, anyone who's just recently joining the show, just want you to know that we're talking with the dynamic that's Linda LeSaint out of Miami, Florida. And what an amazing story you just told us. And I'm sure that all of us have a child or niece or nephew that's just graduating college that needs to really hear how you got aggressive, networked, and really sold yourself and made sure that you found a spot in the industry so that you could get involved, contribute what you know in your intensity, but also be able to learn from the industry. Let's get back to some of the contributions that you're making over with NABWIC. And so many of us have been just so positively impacted by Ms. Ann McNeil and the different organizations she's put together. Folks, you're listening to NABWIC Talks. We are the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black women in construction, and here's a place for us to kind of share our stories and our expertise so that we can work with each other and grow our businesses. So I want you to talk a little bit about the direction you see NABWIC going in as far as your marketing, the growth, and even why people should come on board and get involved with the NABWIC organization.
Well, that's an awesome question. And I love that question because I really do believe in NABWIC, and just basically from the little that I've learned and how I've obtained my jobs and how I've also done a little marketing on the side has been a lot of it has to do with how NABWIC has, you know, taught me a lot. Being on the marketing side of NABWIC, I see the whole structure of it as gaining membership in the terms of creating a network of women who are in different fields dealing with construction or affiliated with construction or who has a sense that can benefit the construction industry. The construction industry, we are double minorities. And being double minorities, we aren't really exposed to a lot of resources. So this, in turn, put in perspective for a lot of women who aren't really sure which direction to go, who aren't really sure how to get out of their current state and just basically move a little bit more forward or go into that realm of where they want to be with their business. NABWIC sort of brings that to women because you get exposed to what other women are doing. With being that exposure brings up creativity. That exposure brings up a form of education. That exposure brings up so much community involvement as well that you begin to see a lot more in yourself. You know, you begin to see a lot more in your business and what your business can do. We had one young lady who was in, one woman who was in bonding. And when we went to that meeting with Nancy Pelosi, she ended up just sitting down just for breakfast. She ended up getting arranging a meeting with them that to start a bonding program, which was very much needed in the in Florida. So that gave her bonding company a huge, you know, jolt in terms of what direction to go. You know, sometimes you don't know exactly how you want to expand, and that right there gave her some backup, number one. You know, you being backup from someone from Congress, number one. Number two, it also gave her a direction, a goal, a vision, you know, something to inspire to. And when you have that, when you have a plan like that, it's so much easier to just run with what you want to do. So NABWIC has done that for her. You've heard my story of what NABWIC has done for me. And I hope it will do, you know, the same for everyone else. I would love to hear more stories from everyone in terms of how NABWIC has pretty much inspired you, pretty much taken you somewhere else, you know. It has done that to so many people that are already in the industry right now. People have partnered up with each other and developed, you know, other businesses together in order to expand on the construction industry as well. So it does more than just networking. It does more than just educational resource. NABWIC is doing so much, and it's taken us outside of our vision in terms of being the minorities. Minorities are seen as only having small businesses. Minorities are seen as only, you know, having a certain amount of income. So in terms of their business, their revenue, this actually gives us an idea of how we can increase that for ourselves. It gives us an idea of how we can increase our social life, how we can increase our finance, how we can increase, you know, better our family life. It's very godly based as well, where everyone do believe in that world of how God can do so much for you as well. I can go on forever on what NABWIC can do for everyone, but I love the company a lot. I love the it's a nonprofit. I love what it's done for me. I can see the vision that Anne have. I have countless conversations with Anne, and I'm so inspired as to the vision that she wants for NABWIC and how she really wants to create an environment, create a corporation for women, for minority women, to assist them in their journey and their mission, you know, and to accomplishing that, especially in the construction industry. It's tough right now, but it definitely doesn't have to be, you know, and I think that's what she's, that's what I see NABWIC going to, is that it doesn't have to be tough. We just have to find our niche. We just have to make our presence. You know, when we've gone to a lot of, like, the Black Caucus and things of that nature, we've put on our roles, you know. We've basically stamped ourselves and let everyone know NABWIC women because of the roles that they carry and because of the presence that we have. So it's definitely, the word is getting around. that NABWIC, National Association of Black Women in Constructions, and those affiliated with it are definitely in a good place, you know, and we're definitely a force, you know, that, how do they say, a force to be reckoned with? Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't say a force to be reckoned with, but it's definitely a force that is growing, and it's definitely a force that is, you know, that we want to get into the construction industry with the mindset that everyone can prosper.
Wow, incredible, Linda. I mean, I'm so excited. You've gotten me so excited about being a woman, being a black woman in construction mm-hmm. industry, and just surrounding myself with all the great women that are becoming attracted to this organization.
Right.
And one of the things that you said was that was so powerful, said people do business with people they know, like, and trust. And so this gives us that opportunity to get to know each other, to refer each other out, and to help each other's businesses grow. I'm going to ask you just one last question.
That was Anne's quote. I can't take credit for that.
Y'all know, but we all know it's hers because she said it to so many of us so many times. And it really, but you reminding me of that, a project that I'm working on right now here in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Let me know. Let's say, wow, these people know me. They like me. I have to make sure that they understand they can trust me. They like me, you know, because that can help me close the contract that I'm working on right now, just to be more personable and not so much make my point and show my expertise and that I'm the best person, but also to really be personable and make sure that I'm just the one that they would prefer to do business with. So I'm so glad that you reminded me of that this morning. What I want to do is just open up the lines. I'm sure so many people have been inspired by your conversation this morning. We want to allow other people to join into the conversation with questions, comments, any type of contribution you would like to make. And so if you just press 1 on your dial pad, on your keypad right there on your phone, then I'll know that you're ready to ask a question and just jump in and just be aware of any noise that may be around you. We are in a live show right now, and so we want to keep a crisp, clear show going. So, but go ahead and just press 1 on your dial pad and go ahead and introduce yourself to Ms. Linda Lusain.
I love questions.
Alrighty. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to just go ahead and begin to open up the line. And what you can do is just jump in, let me know who you are. If you want to add to
good morning. This is Ann McNeil. Good morning.
Hi,
Ann. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, the master builder building stronger and better lives. And Linda, I have to say that for the first time, I have no questions whatsoever. And my comment is that you've made us all so very proud to be a part of NABWIC this morning. So thank you so very much for being our guest. And I'm going to go back on mute. Thank you also, Rachel, for hosting this.
Thanks,
video
Brad.
Show. Thanks. All right.
All right, guys. Just go ahead. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Tell us who you are and go ahead and join in the conversation.
Okay, this is Sheila Jones from Washington. How are you this morning?
I'm excellent. I'm
so
glad to hear from you.
Good. Linda, I wanted to really, really compliment you on your journey. And my question is, what particular network event or event do you feel you leverage the best to keep you on your journey?
I wouldn't say any one in particular. I think the one that there was one meeting that we had with NABWIC, in which I met a lot of powerful women in the construction industry. And I found out later on joining Habitat that they were in the building department. And I've established a great relationship with them that actually put me in the forefront with Habitat and that made my job. That gave me a really good credentials as well with Habitat because I had that relationship with them. And they were, it was a building official in Miami Gardens down here. There was one meeting that NABWIC was launching their Miami sector. And I think that one there did had a great impact on me.
Okay, thank you. Because you seem such a master at being able to leverage your experiences to, you know, to connect the dots and be able to leverage your experiences. But perhaps that's because
right.
you really have clarity on your goal.
Right, right. I mean, I always wanted to work for Habitat when I was in school because of what their mission was. So I did. I just went where they were. And I knew a lot of times they were doing the building, so I went there. And wherever my mission or my goal is, I'm targeting it and I'm looking for them. In the marketing world, you have to find out where they are, you know. And in marketing, there are going to be so many different places. Some people, you know, throw events to market themselves and things of that nature. So I try to find them in their different ways of marketing, and I try to get in there. You know, and I'll try to network with whoever I am. And I got a lucky break with Habitat, and that I was on a roof with the COO, you know, because, and that's only because how Habitat is structured themselves. They are really family oriented. So the COO will be on a roof with everyone else. You know, it's placing yourself there and letting luck and everything else fall in place. But you just have to find where that. Like, for example, if you what industry are you in, Sheila? Or what is it that you do?
I'm marketing and business development, so I'm kind of like support industry to regardless of what the vertical is.
So you're familiar with everything I'm saying. Like, I would just go to whatever event, whatever
familiar,
marketing.
Very familiar.
Right.
And you
so whatever marketing thing, that, that's how I did it.
Correct.
And I ended up just get it in.
Point about nonprofits, how you never know who you're going to be working with.
Yes.
When you volunteer and you're part of organizations like that, you never know. And that's an excellent way to meet decision makers from
right.
corporate, nonprofit, government, when you're working on volunteer projects. So that was another good point you brought up.
Right. You just have to place yourself there. And to be honest, I believe a lot in like luck. I believe a lot in like you know, faith. I believe in faith a lot, but faith without deed is dead faith. So just place yourself somewhere and let faith take over. That's what I believe.
Correct.
And I think that has happened. Right.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's been a pleasure meeting you virtually, and I'm looking forward to meeting you in person.
Me too. Maybe I know I can learn a lot from you with the marketing.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Sheila. Listen, we have just a few moments left, and we definitely want to save time for Linda to give out her contact information. So if anybody wants to reach out to her, make sure that that's available. So if you have if there's anyone else that just has a quick question and they'd like to become a part of the conversation, we'll go ahead and open up the line just one last time if there's anyone else that would like to jump in.
Good morning. Great job, Linda. Thank you so much, for Rachel. This is Ravonna Mitchell from Atlanta, Georgia with MTG. Just a quick question for you, Linda. Just wanted to find out, what would you say your greatest obstacle was as far as trying to finalize your niche?
Wow, that's a really good question. I think, well, trying to finalize my niche, to be honest, getting on a personal level, I think I've always pretty much knew what I wanted to do when my mind was clear. For example, my journey deals with a lot of, like, you know, my father. There was a death. My father died at one point, and there were so many things going on with my family. I had just a whole lot going on personally outside of just in my family life that it kind of put me off track. I've always pretty much knew what I love to do. And I put myself in a lot of things. And once I was good at it, that's what I ended up doing. You know, my passion was just, I just was good at it. And once I became good at it, it's like a child, you know, if they're doing something, you give them praise, they're going to want to do it more. You know, you praise them, they're going to get better at it and things of that nature. So it started off like that. And my niche basically came was when I had clarity at one point. And what I was doing at that time was what I was doing at that time was with the construction, and we have a lot of projects that we had to do, and I just fell in love with like the presentation part of it. I fell in love with like, you know, letting people know what it was about, and that's when I realized, you know, the marketing part of it brought out my creativity, and I knew. And that's how, yeah, and that's how I found out, like, it was, I don't have a really direct answer because it's really just so personal to myself, but it just happened when I was just clear-minded, and I was extremely just motivated, driven, and focused on just moving my life forward from where I was. And what okay. I ended up in, where I was, I paced myself, you know, I was in a good area as it was right there, and then it just grew from there, to be honest.
Right.
I hope that answered the question.
Oh, yeah, fine. Thank you so much. I appreciate you sharing that information.
Well, we're coming to a close, and I'm sure that all of us can relate to where Linda was at that time. I want you to know you're listening to NABWIC Talks. We will be back on again next Wednesday with another great guest at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. So we hope that you listen in and invite a friend. Also, go over to NABWIC.com and become a part of our email list and go ahead and consider getting started with our organization. I want to just turn the line over to Linda here right at the end, where, Linda, you can just kind of give your contact information and invite anyone to reach out to you.
Okay, my email address is LLUSAN, which is LLUISSAIN as in Nancy, T as in Tom, at live.com. And then my phone number is 786-253-4963. Let me repeat it again. My email address, LLOUISSAINT at live.com. And my phone number is 786-253-4963.
Awesome, Linda. Well, we're going to go ahead and wrap up. We really want to thank you for being on with us this morning and being part of our show, and I'm glad everyone benefited from all you had to contribute. You have a great head on your shoulders, setting a great example for so many, and so we're just really, really glad that you're participating with this call and with NABWIC. Again, everybody, visit NABWIC.com and become a part of this amazing organization. This is Rachel Moore signing off from St. Louis, Missouri. You guys have a great, productive, profitable day.
And this is Jackie Perry. I want to thank Rachel Moore for that great interview with Linda Lusaint. And it was both inspirational and very, very informative. So I hope that you enjoyed it. We've got our national president on the line, and I'm unmuting her line. Ms. Deborah Thompson, if you are there, you were able to listen in to a part of the broadcast. We would certainly be interested in any comments that you might have, or just say hello to our listening audience on this wonderful Wednesday. Well, Deborah might not be there right now, but we do want to thank her for listening in. We want to thank also the rest of our listening audience for taking time out today to enrich your lives and also to tune in support of NABWIC by listening to Blog Talk Radio. As Rachel said, once again, we'll be back on next week, next Wednesday at 8:30, and we invite not only you to tune in, but tell your friends, tell your other colleagues about us, and join us at 8:30 here on Blog Talk Radio. Everyone have a nice day, and we will talk to you again on next week. Remember, NABWIC is the voice of women in construction.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
When Flo flows, she flows in the know. Mind ruminates, the rates. Shown them all, I heed the call. Seeing the rest, I choose the best. Sometimes it's ours, sometimes it's not. When the fox walks, is it called a fox trot? That's a real question.
Compare Progressive direct rates with competitors' rates. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.